Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Can't have a burger without Megan Berg.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
And Christy Dougherty, the OG Prime Supreme. Plus our super premium sponsors, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Happens.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo. We just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from BsideBlog.com and the Banter Blender podcast, and joining me on this rainy LA day is a man who has many incriminating audio memos that he could send to many people around this town about whether or not they cheated and made proclamations about whether they really want to marry someone else.
Girl, you know I record my Skype calls now.
That's right. It's Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast, which is back.
Hello. Yeah, I will record a Skype call. So if ever I call you from a funky number that's not my number, and I'm like, hi, just calling you from Skype because it was easier, I am recording you and trying to get you thrown in jail and or broken up with by Brittany. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch out for Ronnie. He's tricky like that. Yeah. Here's something you should not watch out for in a bad way. You should watch out for in a good way. Tickets for our live shows. We have just a whole bunch of live shows slated for the next few months, and there will be more to come. But for right now, get your tickets to our live shows, people. We got a show in Boston next week that we still have some tickets left for, so go buy those. That's at the Sinclair. That's next Thursday on the 18th. Our show on the 20th is actually sold out. So be one of the chosen people who gets into the show on the 18th. We'll be bringing our...
Be aggressive.
As we said, Tom Brady is going to be there. we are schlepping our famous Watch What Crappens magnets, our Watch What Crappens poetry that you can stick on your fridge. You may have seen some of that online. We're schlepping that to Boston, our last box of it, until we get the refresh. So if you want to make sure you get those magnetic poetry kits, those we were bringing about 60 of them, our last 60, and we're going to be selling them at that first show. So if you're waiting to the second show to get one, you may not get one. So there's that. And also, if you go to watchwhatcrappens.com, you can get tickets to all our shows, places like Detroit, Houston, Chicago. All of that's on sale, and more dates and more cities to come. So don't worry. We're going to get across America. That's our plan for 2018. And while you wait for us to get to a city near you, you could bide your time by buying some Watch What Crappens merchandise, like wine glasses or coffee mugs.
Shell. Go buy stuff. WatchWhatCrappens.com.
Yeah.
You'll love it. Turn off your texter.
I'm sorry. I thought it was on silent, but that was the sound of someone purchasing a mug. Anyway, you guys, very important stuff to talk about today. Namely the genius that is Vanderpump Rules.
What and by genius, show. You know, it's like one of those really stupid geniuses. It's like it's like just a dumb kind of genius, you know?
Yeah, it's like one of those things that's not really a genius or even a wizard. You know, like for instance, when you're setting up your new coffee maker and it says, well, if you want to set up the coffee maker to get out of the box going, just use our coffee maker wizard and I'll start it up right for you. And it's like, it never works, the wizard. There is no wizard. And why does it speak like Sheena?
Hey, I'm a spinning peach ball.
It's like when your Mac isn't working.
Would you like some help with your new Breville coffee maker?
Bloop, bloop.
How may I help you?
It's like Siri is no help at all.
You're like, I see that you lost connection with the internet. Can I help? Would you like to use your connection wizard to help you get back on going? Good.
Would you like to connect it to network Sheena?
It's like the worst Siri ever. Hey, Siri, could you give me directions to the mall? Oh, my God. Siri just came on. You guys, I'm so sorry for whoever Siri just came on. And now she's writing, hey, Siri, can you give me directions to the mall? Oh, my God, Siri, I'm sorry. Oh, my God, you guys.
Hey, Sheena. Hey, Sheena, can you give me directions to the mall? Well, I'm not really sure I can do that right now because I'm watching something on TV. It's like the most unhelpful.
But you, I have to say that now that I accidentally did that with the phone, I have to say the Siri has come a long way. I think better than Sheena. Like that actually listened more than Sheena ever would. It had like a whole paragraph written down on the screen from me saying hey to the phone.
You know, as someone who just upgraded his phone this weekend because my last phone pretty much stopped working, you know, you have to go through that initiation where you have to initiate Siri. And words to the wise, don't do that in front of people because you look like a crazy person. It sounds like you are begging for someone's forgiveness, or you're just a nag because you have to go through this period of, like, it's like a minute where you have to just go, hey, Siri, hey, Siri, hey, Siri, hey, Siri, hey, Siri, Siri, what's the weather like? Hey, Siri, hey, Siri. And just like, listen, get the hint. She don't want to talk with you right now. Okay?
Yeah, Siri's busy. Maybe it is like Sheena. Maybe she's just like picking up her own phone. Like your phone's picking up another phone.
Sheena's like, I can't give you directions to the mall because we're talking about cake pops now.
We're talking about what liars everybody is because like everybody's boyfriend's cheating at the same time. I'm sure.
That's so hilarious that you want to go to the mall because you've never wanted to go to the mall and you would never go to the mall. So let's talk about cake pops. Sheena's just in denial of anything you ask her. Hey, Sheena, what's the weather like today? I don't know. You can look out the window. I don't really care about the weather. I just care about cake pops right now.
The weather is 77 likes so far, so that's pretty good.
It's raining. I can see rain. And as far as I can see, it's sunny, so I don't know what you're seeing, but it's sunny out.
This post has a percentage, like a 90 percentage of 97 likes within 5 minutes.
Who won the Knicks game last night? The Knicks. Wait, are you sure about that? Yes. Why? Because they always win. I mean, it'd be crazy if they didn't win.
Hey, Sheena, how's the weather?
Good.
Which is your favorite prime cocktail, Sheena? I'm not sure. I think I'd like to try one of each of the prime cocktails. By the way, can you hear the rain right now? For real,
you guys, I'm not. I know that people across this country have dealt with such shit this year and are currently dealing with such shit weather-wise, but it's raining in LA, and that's very dramatic for us. Okay, I'm supposed to go somewhere today. I ride a Vespa, so going there is going to be an Uber ride and then another Uber ride. Then you have to get a ticket to go into the studio, or you know, like a parking thing to get the Uber person in. I'm not happy. This rain is going to seep through my Crocs. Bueller won't poop.
Meanwhile, I'm in full sweats, and I'm sitting here. You know, now that I'm in my new place, my little podcasting station is right in front of a window, and I'm just looking out at the rain against the window, and just so happy that we are going to launch into really another spectacular episode on an already spectacular season of Vanderpump Rules. I think so far, we're only about 5 episodes in or so. This is already up there with season 1 and 2, which I do not say lightly.
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody's cheating on everybody now. It's almost like, hey, it's guys, comical. That's a good storyline. Let's just all fuck each other.
Yeah.
Like, every year. And then we'll fight about it drunkenly over, like, bowls of Cheetos and gummy bears with, you know, shit all over them. Who has drunken gummy bears? Brittany, you understand that gummy bears don't actually absorb alcohol, right? Do we have to teach you this?
But they're here and there and everywhere.
Hi, how come nobody's drinking gummy bears? Because they're solid. That's why. And Kristen has had her fucking fingers in them all day. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good.
So let's go on, because you actually have a real life obligation. So why don't we tear into this amazing episode? Because I was you know, as we say in court stenographer form, because I was just writing every single thing down.
Yes, I was too.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I had to stop because I was like, oh, my fingers are tired. Like watching how much the fingers on this cast work makes my own fingers tired.
I know, exactly. Do you actually hear this rain, by the way? Is it actually picking up on the mic?
Well, I hear it at my house. I mean, we live like a mile away from each other.
It's true. I can't. I'm just excited for the people who are going to listen to this episode and feel cozy.
I feel sorry that Sheena didn't come up with the song.
Rain, I feel it. It's falling.
You know what? That song is a very Sheena song. It's like, if you really think about the lyrics, it's like, feel it on my fingertips. Feel it on the rain.
I feel it. Wet as rain. I feel it. Wet as rain.
All right. So we open with Tom and Jax at Katie and Tom's house.
2 hours after Guillermo's party. This is like a real-time season.
Dun, 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 dun. Two hours later.
Dun, 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 dun. It's Jax and Tom and Tom, and everything seems cool. They're just like, whoa, that was crazy. And then the Taco Bell coven enters.
Yes, they all come in. And well, Tom, too, is taking credit. He's like, apparently you have such a good friend. He's trying to take the heat off you, Jax. At least I didn't do it in front of an old lady.
So, yeah.
All the party.
Took me a second to get that. But I appreciate it.
They're all coming over. I don't know why, but I guess they're like, well, we're wasted. Let's just go be wasted at, you know, a less opulent place. Hey, Tom and Katie's.
Yeah, let's do it under a really shitty piece of art. So, so Katie walks in, and, you know, she's on her drunken / Katie high horse, and she's like, Jax, I don't recall requesting your presence here, so scoot on down the hall. I'm like, she just could be so obnoxious. I love it.
Yeah, she's so rude. And Jax has a motorized cooler.
Yeah, he's literally on a scooter, like a basically.
He rides a little motorized cooler. He's like, this is the coolest thing ever. Don't ever marry that person. Look, why do you need all this evidence telling you not to marry the person? That is evidence enough. Run.
Yeah, right? I mean, and the best part is he says, it's great because I can sit on it and it takes me 3 seconds to get down the hallway. I'm like, is that on top of the 3 minutes it took you to, like, do a K-turn out of the living room and get out the door?
No kidding. What a coincidence. That's how long it took you to come inside Faith. Also,
he keeps the evidence in the scooter. That's why he has it. You have to get through him to get the evidence.
Also, I really liked that Tom made a Game of Thrones reference. He's like, I don't blame you if you leave because winter is coming. Like, everything's freezing in the room as they hear the coven come down. And Jax just like, Jax's dragon is that cooler. He's like, all right, see ya. I'm out of
here. He got probably excited that there's a girl named Winter coming over. He's like, sweet.
He's like, if winter's coming, I'm coming. Who's going to come first? That's the question.
Jax is coming. So now with Jax gone, the whole gang is on the couch now. And Katie's like, okay, all right. No one gets to light fires and fucking walk away anymore. We're going to get to the bottom of this, okay? So then,
she's basically blaming Ariana for like starting entire Burbank on fire.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Leifer, what'd she do? Your boyfriend was the one who did it.
So Katie, so again, it's like interrogation of Tom Schwartz. And she's like, this is the last time you get to say you don't remember. Okay. If you want to be married, you cannot be wasted for the rest of your life. And he's like, Baba, you're not going to tell me what to do and what not to do ever. And I was like, this is the first time he's ever had a backbone about anything. When she says you can't drink anymore, that's the only time he's been impassioned.
Yes, he's finally got a purpose.
Yeah. But of course he immediately loses it. He's like, no, I mean, like, oh, I'm just not blackout drunk. Of course, that's what I mean, Bubba. Sorry.
I'm going to drink again, just not till I'm blackout drunk, man. She's like, I'm telling you not to get wasted. Excuse me. Your vows that everyone cried over. Everyone was like, that's so sweet and cute, and he really loves you, and it's all in our past, but it's not in our past. I'm going to let you do your leap. I'm like, you've got ranch on your chin, A. And B, the guy, while he was giving you those vows that he stole off a shoebox greeting, was smelling like lake because he couldn't even take a shower before your wedding, okay? You
got it wasn't married even in. Lake, it was river.
River, okay? That was like full-on beer down the river on inner tube smell. And
yeah.
He probably smelled like pee, and you still married him. I don't feel bad for you, okay?
Exactly. And she's standing up and she's yelling at him and her earrings are like thrusting forward. I'm like, that's why she wore those big earrings. It makes it look like there's like three Katies coming at you, you know, because every time she juts her head forward, the earrings just like poke forward like, yeah, yeah.
That's why her eyes are always half closed.
Yeah.
I used to think she was a stoner, but now I just think she's getting hit in the face with her own earrings when she's mad, which is all the time.
She's like, I trusted you. She's like, I said, have fun, bub. Do your thing. And then and they cut to Kristen shaking her head like, the crimes. The betrayal. Seriously? Seriously?
Like, you know what's crazy? While you say that, right behind his head is a big sign that says Bubba over and over. Is anybody else seeing that?
There's so many levels to this shit. Seriously. So Kitty's like, I'm on a mom's trip in New York, and you're at the bungalow. I'm like, why are you on a mom's trip, by the way? Because you're not pregnant as far as we know, or you're just hanging out with moms. Here's the problem, Katie. You got your social priorities all wrong. You should have been at bungalow also having fun.
We're such victim shamers, but I can't help it. And she's
we're not victim shamers, we're just playing. Katie shamers.
The song starts to play and it's like, I got nothing to say to you, nothing to say to you. Get out of my way. And she's like, goodbye. And she slams the bedroom door. Yeah. I'm like, so wait, he still gets to party with all of your guests, which means they're all going to get wasted, and he's probably going to make out with somebody. This is the problem. You need to slam him into the bedroom, not yourself, stupid.
Also, whatever happened to, we're not getting off this couch until we figure this out. What happened to, we're not lighting a fire and walking away? You just lit a fire and walked away, Katie. You literally, yes. Well, you didn't literally light anything on fire, but you walked away. You literally walked away.
I think Katie heard the song playing because it switches into, I'm gonna rise to the top, top, rise to the top, top, which is what Cream does. So she comes back out, grabs some cream, and goes back inside. But Katie, it's not helping.
I loved that the producers played that song. It was just their sick, twisted joke because no one ever says the words rise to the top and then refer to Sir. You know, there's no part about working at Sir that ever includes the notion of rising to the top.
Also, if your boyfriend is getting too many boners and then the editors start playing a song about rising, it's like they're not on your side, you know, on your side.
And to prove that basically there's not enough bandwidth for more than one cheating scandal, we see Jax and Brittany arrive at the restaurant together. And she's like, bye, see you later. And they kiss on the cheek. I was like, wait, what happened to the cheating storyline? Wait, they're fine?
She's like,
hope you don't cheat today. Good luck. Here's your sandwich.
I made it with ham and turkey. No. Just ham.
Stop trying to change me, woman. So Lauren is at the hostess stand. Now, she's this is back. Is this the hoe who was fucking the Eddie Cibrian lookalike?
Girl? Yeah. She was the one who was with James on Gay Pride 2 years ago. And then it was a whole scandal because Lala was sort of dating James. And then, so Lala blew up Lauren's spot by telling the guy, the bartender that was there. And then had a fight off camera.
Guy, right. Okay, well, Lauren, so that fight aged Lauren like 20 years because she's like, hi, welcome back.
I know.
And Lala's like, hey, Lala. And she's like, hey, Lala. Lolo, Lala. Lolo, Lala. Lala. Lolo, Lolo, Lala. And Vanderpump comes in.
Lolo, Lala. Finally.
Miss Kent.
A partnership I can trust.
She's much happier with LL than GG.
Lolo, Lola. Lala, Lolo. GG, cha, cha, cha. Anyone seen Gigi?
Miss Kent, you're back. So, and Lala,
I like that Lauren's. I'm sorry, babe. What'd you say?
Oh no, I just said thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
I like that Lauren is like, are you scared being back? Like at the hostess stand? Do you remember how to do it? Well, we all know where table 7 is. Okay, I think anything else we can just kind of figure out as we go along.
Yeah.
Do you remember how to hostess?
Hi. Now, Miss Kent, you're back. Be consistent, Miss Consist Kent. Get it? No messing about, Lala. You only get so many chances to be a hostess at SAR.
Lala, So, meanwhile, Brittany goes up to the bar and orders a strawberry martini or strawberrini or something from Jack's. And he's like, that's funny, I was just making that. Charm, charm, charm. She's like, oh, Jax, you're hilarious.
Are you sure? Are you putting sugar on the rim like you're supposed to?
He's like, yep.
So he's being all smiles, like, lovey, lovey. And we learn that they are planning a housewarming party. And in his mind, he figures that if his friends drink his booze and eat his food, it's going to be harder for them to talk shit about him all day long. I'm like, you know, another way to make sure they don't do that is if you stop acting like a pig. Okay.
No kidding. Also, seeing as how all you do is steal the beer and booze from Lisa's restaurant, you still talk shit. We all know that that's not going to work.
Yeah, exactly. So Brittany's
like,
okay, we can still have our housewarming party, Jax, but be a new man. Start by being a better bartender. This should have a better rim.
Yeah. And then they're like, ha, 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 ha.
Look, as Brittany, you should never encourage your man to get better at rim jobs. Okay? Just tell him. Just say, can I have a keep it in your pants? Okay, lock it up.
Yeah. So then we see Katie. She walks up to Lala. It's like, when it's not too busy, can I talk to you for a second? Lala's like, I can do that. So they go out to talk to figure out, like, what's going on, you know, because they thought they were in a good place. And then Lala's saying this stuff. And like, why don't you say it to me, Lala? So Lala, of course, is like, well, Sheena told me that you said that my man is still married, and like, I thought we were in a good place. And Katie's like, I thought we were in a good place. And she's like, well, I thought we were in a good place. Well, are we in a good place? I think we're in a good place. Are we in a good place? I thought we were in a good place.
Well, I have to hand it to Katie, because she's learned that it's about the hoe bonding. You never take the man's side on this show, okay? Because they're always fucking up on you.
Yeah.
So she's like, look, I don't want to hear it from you. I want to hear it from you, like, not telephone style, because it started with, like, you know, my man, like, got a phone call. Then it turned into, like, my man's, like, it's like going crazy in Katie's mind, because everything in Katie's mind is a giant telephone circle, you know? Yeah. And Lala's like, well, comments about my man, like, that he was married. Okay, are we going to pretend that Lala's man wasn't married now and that she didn't steal this guy from some married dude? Like, I love Lala, but let's not pretend like you're some independent. This Lala, I'm an independent woman, and I tell my man what to do. Bitch, you're married to some 40-year-old fat cross-eyed dude who's produced like 2 YouTube videos for a Range Rover. Let's stop pretending that you're like Gloria Steinem, okay?
I can't help it. I went back into this place. I think my dukes are up again, okay? My dukes are up. It's like she always falls back on that. Like, I couldn't help it. Something came over me. Like, I can't help it. So anyway,
well, Katie just confesses. She's like, I can't argue that. It didn't occur to me that Sheena would repeat such a thing, but it should have, because Sheena's a Sheena. And why the fuck would she do that? She's taking every opportunity to throw me under the bus.
Yeah. See,
like, no one would do that to the bus. Okay. We respect public transportation in this town.
And by the way, see, your point before is actually flawed, because you said that Katie's learned to do the hoe bonding. Hoe bonding isn't really hoe bonding. It's just that they just bond together and find another girl to villainize.
Well, still.
Yeah, well, so now, yeah, it's true, they're bonding. So now
Sheena does deserve to get yelled at for that, because that is blatant causing shit to start fights, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, Sheena actually was blatantly stirring the pot. So now Katie's like, all right, well, now that we settled that, Sheena's the worst, just tell me everything about this girl, what she said about Tom. And then Lala's like, well, he was really drunk and kept calling her Bubba. And Katie's like, that's like our name for each other. Yeah.
He like, has it tattooed on his ass, okay? Like, when we fall asleep on the couch and we wake up, we see it on a chalkboard above our head. And we can't even erase it because it's, like, spray-painted on there. So, sorry.
I've never been more offended when I walk by a Bubba Gump Shrimp Shack and I'm like, that's our name. How? Why?
She's like, I can't believe Tom fucked Forrest Gump. Like, seriously?
Like, I was listening to some vintage rap from 10 years ago, and there's someone named Bubba Sparks. It's like, what? That's ours, Bubba Sparks. You should just be something. Why can't you be anything else, Sparks? Okay.
Tom is like a box of chocolates. He's just trying to get swallowed by anyone who will take him.
He won't stop running.
So Lala's like, Katie goes, I mean, I just don't get it. Like, since we've been married, it's been like bliss. So why is he giving me reason to feel insecure? And Lala goes, you need to feel safe.
I need my mama. I feel safe with my mama.
So Vanderpump comes to the bar and she's like, hello,
gentlemen, may I have half a glass of rosé, please? And Katie comes over, and Lala's like, oh my god, you never know what's around the corner. Is that half a glass? Is that why I'm losing money?
Did you just confess to losing money? Because Brandy Glanville just wrote that down in a notebook somewhere in Encino.
I mean, I think we're losing money. I don't know. I haven't consulted my spreadsheets in my Manila folder. Work, 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 business sheets, documents.
Let me move these little metal tabs to be touching each other like they're kissing, and magically, the Manila envelope opens.
I have been told that I am one of the most powerful women in business. That is why I have a program called Points of Power. Or is it PowerPoint? I'm not sure.
Oh, the power of word. Am I right, ladies?
Please come see me in my office, my Microsoft office.
And if you can't afford to, just toss some numbers around.
I've been told by many people that I excel in business.
So stupid. So Vanderpump and Katie. Katie's like, can we have a word? Pussy power. And Vanderpump's like, of course. Come here, my little nanny wrist.
My little nanny clad wrist. Come over here. She's like, we can have a bit of privacy in here. Table 7. Unless someone is listening, Jom Jom.
Of course I'd bring you here to this space. I know it's private. I know we're the only ones here. And I would never be accused of being here thinking that there'd be other people here that I've been listening on. No, I come in here knowing it's private.
I want you to be in the room confessing things where I forced you to paint it purple. Do you remember that, Katie? Friends purple.
Here,
Katie's like sweating.
Here I have a plate full of tuna tartare. I know it looks like an exceptionally large mound as if it's covering up a microphone, but no, it's just a huge amount of tartare. Here, speak closely to it. It makes it more tender.
So she's like, well, I'm a lot better than last time I saw you, because I talked to Tom and he said he took a lot of shots and blacked out.
Like, so you feel better?
Yeah.
What is happening on this show? She's like, I hate Sheena now, so I feel better about Tom.
So
that gives me second thoughts, because partnership is like marriage. You can put up with this bullshit, but I'm not going to. Love and partnership. It's an institute of never partnership. I don't like that word, but I couldn't think of another rhyme, Katie.
Hello, this is Lisa Vanderpump. We are taking a commercial break now, but if you don't hear one, don't worry. You're very lucky. So Lisa's like, all right, this is about me now. I don't want to have a business partner who's going to get wasted and black out, okay? If I'm going to, pardon the pun, get in bed with him. Don't be triggered. Anyhow, as I was saying, if I'm going to be called, pardon the pun, his work bubba, relax, baby.
If ever I'm going to jump into a, pardon the pun, bubba bath with him.
If ever I'm going to, pardon the expression, get a terrible painting that says bubba on it, I'm not going to tolerate it.
There's just no expressions ever.
If ever, pardon the pun, I spray paint Bubba on top of a restaurant and then watch it make out with some whore on Mother's Day, pardon the pun, darling.
Like, if ever I'm going to take a bite out of your iceberg lettuce, pardon the pun.
She's just nagging her for no reason.
If ever, pardon the pun, I wander into Tom's hidden valley, darling.
It's like, wait a minute.
I take a taco off of the, pardon the pun, taco tower. I'm sorry if I'm being a bit catty. I'm distracted by your ridiculous forearm tattoo.
So now I'm on Katie's ass about marrying a guy who smelled like lake and who had already cheated on her like five times.
On a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday. On a hump day.
Yeah.
You get married on a day called hump and you expect your husband not to be trying to hump everything you can. But I also have to get on Vanderpump, because if she's going to call this marriage, Tom couldn't even work one day at your restaurant. Like, yeah. He left crying in the middle of a shift.
Yeah, I actually think he'd probably be a better worker if he blacks out.
No kidding. At least he could just sit there and people can take pictures with him. You know, he can be like one of those cutouts.
Just put a sombrero on him and seat him in a chair. He won't even, you just pose next to him. Prop him up like a weekend at Bernays. Did I say Bernays?
Weekend at Bernays, darling.
Please try our new steak. Jeff Joe came up with it. Steak with Weekend at Bernays sauce.
So, let's see.
So we go to a commercial break, and when we come back, Lisa walks into the restaurant. It's a different day, and there's a lady named Emily, and she's, you know, arranging all these, there's like a ton of flowers, roses, and Lisa Vanderpump's like, oh, Emily, non-Rosio, let me show you something. Here, if you peel out the petals, they look more beautiful. There we go. And Lisa smiling like, yes, thank you, Mises. Thank you for giving me more work, Mises.
Yeah, she's like, I like things to look almost expired. Oh, that reminds me, is Ken out of bed yet? Let me give him a call. Ken, you still with us, darling? Come down here. Mama needs to turn your petals.
So Stassi shows up, party planning AF, and she sits down with Lisa, and Lisa's like, I just got a ticket. Which was a little shocking. It's like the most fallible Lisa's ever been.
To Chicago, the musical starring Candy Burris as Mama Morton.
It's a ticket to Hamilton. Oh, you thought it was a parking ticket? No, Stassi, I would not do that. I'm not like you. I can read signs and I can see the signs, if you know what I'm saying.
I just got a ticket. He told me you kind of stopped, but not really. I guess I'm kind of guilty, like kind of Schwartzy, eh? Did you learn this lesson? Class is dismissed, Stassi.
I told the police officer, I totally paused. Get it? I'm speaking to your generation, because you're clueless.
I tried to tell him, officer, I didn't completely blow that sign, I just made out with it. Sound familiar, Stassi? Stassi, what I did there was I was trying to add an emotional element to our meeting.
See, what you have to do when you get a parking ticket, you have to add an emotional element. So when I was ticketed for being in a loading zone, I said, load? I don't know the last time I had one of those, Ken.
The last load Ken blew was on his birthday. That is Stassi!
Anyway, so it's Harrison's birthday, little puffball, and Stassi's like, oh, so am I gonna plan Harrison's birthday party AF? And Lisa's like, no. Basically, she's like, no, absolutely not. You do not get to touch my puffy dog.
This is too big for you, Stassi. No, you started at the bottom, Guillermo. We'll just sit here and wait for Diana / what's the other one's name?
Natalie!
Natalie, at some point they'll need some muffins picked up with little smiley faces on them. And Stassi's like, that dog has his nose turned up to me. It's like, seriously? What the fuck, AF? She's like, I told him about you. Get it, Stassi! That was my personalizing Harrison story, so whoever's watching this can throw him a decent birthday party.
He's been hearing about you, Stassi. Get it? It's a reference to the secret police, of which you've been named after.
Stassi's like, too soon. Okay, too soon for that shit. Just had a really awkward weekend on Snapchat. Okay.
Yeah, I'm working my way up to a secret police scandal next weekend. I'm still working through my Nazi scandal, so can we just, like, I want some space in between them.
Look, I went from the Oscar So White scandal to the Me Too scandal to the Nazi scandal. Can we just wait for something else big to break? Okay. I don't need the snap help right now, AF.
I was workshopping maybe something like a callback to Milosevic and Yugoslavia scandal. I don't know if that's like too soon, but like,
has anybody made fun of handicapped people on Snap yet? Yes or no?
Have we done anything with the Khmer Rouge yet? Because I was thinking about having a really evocative Insta story about that.
So So she's like, speaking of offensive things, it's going to offend everybody on Snapchat.
Jackson invited me to a housewarming AF. And she's like, so they're back together. I don't understand it. Just this morning, he messed up her strawberry.
Strawberry.
She's like, Brittany should be looking for a new place, not warming this one. I'm like, look, sometimes you just burn a you burn the garbage in whatever trash can you're in front of. You know what I mean?
I agree with Stassi. Brittany needs to move out, and we'll get back. We'll circle back. I'll get onto my high horse later on when Lala and Ariana get together. But you know,
I'm sure when Brittany finds another house to live in that has a reality crew filming inside, then she'll move out. Okay, until then she's staying put. It's called keeping employed.
No,
people,
she should
and
move
I respect
in with
it.
Kristen. It gives Kristen more relevance. I'm surprised Kristen didn't just like put out like a bed for her. I mean, it'd be perfect. But Brittany's never going to. You know, Brittany is. She's a lost cause. I'm sorry, Brittany. You are. You thought you could change Jax, and that is a fool's errand. I mean, can you change the way the sun shines? Can you change the way the rain rains?
Can you change the rim of a strawberry teeny? No, Jax. Okay, it is what it is.
So basically, Stassi's like, well, I object to this housewarming, but I'm going to go because I need to watch to see what happens, which is basically how we all feel.
Yeah, Vanderpump's like,
you haven't changed at all, Stassi. Text me videos from it, shall you? I haven't changed either.
So then we go over to a painting studio where the bros are going to go to paint. Because originally Tom Schwartz, I really wanted to have like a Hunter S. Thompson Day in Joshua Tree where we just get drunk and high and take pictures and paint with each other. But, you know, painting in the valley is good too.
Yeah, it was either hand jobs in Joshua Tree or Mindy the art instructor. So here we are.
The bros are there to paint each other, and which I think actually just means that whatever plan they had, whatever, you know, blind date Roger Lodge event that they had with cancels, they had to call back up Mindy like, hey, can you fit us in? Can we shoot there again?
She's like, sure, guys, come on down.
Mindy, so, the art instructor. I have a feeling that Mindy has been passed around by this crew a lot. She just has that look about her. Like, I've got the canvas ready, boys. Come on in. I mean, it's these three. If they go to the same place twice, they're coming someplace. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm sure there was a very, very interesting interpretation of a Jackson Pollock painting that happened. So, so there was
bro. It's like all white.
Dude. So the guys come in, and Tom Schwartz is like, I'm going to take it easy. Oh, no drinking. But Sandoval's like, dude, I brought some absinthe because I missed out on the absinthe scene. So green fairy, dude. I'm doing Erica Jane. I'm sorry.
And then Jax goes, did James tell you what happened when we did absinthe? And then they show the clip, and they're like, whoa, the pictures are moving, bro. It's like nothing fun. But thanks for the clip.
Yeah. So so of course the guys do what they will normally do, which is get busy painting penises on their aprons.
She said no penises on the apron, dude. No dicks on the aprons, bro.
They're like huge.
Yeah. So they start painting.
They're gold dicks.
Yeah. Gold dicks. And while they're painting, Brittany, Katie, and Kristen go to get drinks. And Brittany, of course, is saying all sorts of dumb stuff like, my heart is just wanting to believe that Jack can be a better person. I love him too much. It's like, where it's just not fair if I don't at least try to save this. I'm like, no, it's not on you to save it. Okay, he already threw it out the window. Okay, this is a lie. This is a myth that it's on you to save this, to fight for this. For this this relationship, and whatever you love isn't real, so don't fight for it. Leave.
Jax is like that plate that you put too much of on at the Golden Corral. You're sick of it, but you know it'll taste better if you just give it a little warmth. See, you ask for a box, and then they give it to you, and you say, you got a bag too, because boxes are hard to carry, and you'll leave them in the car. And Lord knows, you leave Jax in the car in the sun, he'll go to sleep drunk and end up dead. Then it'll be my fault. Oh, girls.
I love sandwiches too much to give up for when I make him a turkey sandwich and he wants a ham sandwich. I'm just not going to give up on that.
She's like,
so I wrap him in plastic and put him in the fridge or not, girls?
And Katie's like, well, you have to like arrive at the point where you're going to dump Jax on your own. For instance, I'm not dumping Tom too, even though he cheated on me again, because no one's going to tell me to, because I make my own decisions because I'm an independent woman.
I think that Brittany should just follow the rules with Jax as it is. Basically the shellfish rules, which is when in doubt, throw it out. If it seems a little slimy, throw it out. If it smells not right, throw it out. If the eyes aren't clear, if they're looking a little glassy, throw it out. Just the fish rules. Any seafood rules, just follow it.
Girl, if they followed that, there would be no cast for this show.
if you press the flesh a little bit and it doesn't sort of bounce back, it just sort of stays indented, throw it out.
You've just thrown away the entire cast. The wonky eyes, the breast flesh, the bad circulation. They're all dead. Thanks.
Down,
so it goes out. Back to the guys, and they're all painting each other or each other's faces
sort
or whatever.
Of, yeah. Yeah. And, Jax is committed to just painting the background and not their faces. and the truth is that the paintings that they make, Tom and Tom, I think Tom Schwartz paints Tom Sandoval paints Jax, and Jax just paints an abstract collection of colors, and they're like, dude, you just painted colors. I'm like, I kind of like Jax's painting the most.
Yeah, it actually showed the most promise, oddly enough.
Yeah.
But I did like that Tom painted Tom 1 as kind of like a sushi waiter that hasn't rubbed in his base yet. Like, he put like big squares of like foundation all over his face, but never really rubbed him in. It's like Tom before work, you know.
It's like a street urchin at the turn of the century, you know, where they just have circles of blush.
Please, sir, can I have some more?
Dude, here's this flower. Do you want to buy it? Oh, don't tell anyone it's on a string. Dude,
it's
I just
a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life for us. Slamming it.
It's like Pepper. I think he would be Pepper if he was a manny.
He'd be like, "What's up, bro?"
So back to the Electric Owl, where the girls are drinking, and of course now they're talking about Sheena and like how it wasn't right that Sheena, you know, just starts saying all this stuff, especially, you know, because Sheena's boyfriend has been making out with other people. I mean, the Toca Madera chick, hello. And we're like, wait, what Toca Madera chick?
I love that they say Toca Madera 10 times. They're like, Toca Madera? Toca Madera! Ugh. Like, okay, Kristen, we know you're still here, okay?
Seriously? Toca Madera?
Kristen's like, hi, I'm here too. Katie's like, look, guys, we all know that Tom lets loose and takes it too far sometimes. Okay, I love that you've learned to just sweep it under the rug this easily. And Kristen's like, yeah, Peter Pan was played by the chick from the Wheat Thins commercials. Everybody loves her, Sandy Duncan. What? It's like, okay, Kristen, we know you're here. Okay.
Wait, what was that? Where did that come from?
Because they're talking about how they're Peter Pans who won't grow
up. Oh, I somehow missed that. Sorry. I was like, where did the Sandy Duncan tangent go?
I don't know. From? I just,
I mean, I appreciate it.
Once I get into like old stupid musicals, I went from Annie to Peter Pan. Why? Nobody knows. But soon I'm going to start singing songs from Showboat, okay?
Fish she only has one eye.
Sheena, the girl with the glass eye.
She's afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Answer that question. Stella Adler's so mad at me right now.
So anyway, basically, there's this waitress at Sir we've seen in the fringes of the show over the past few years. Her name is Jen Bush, and she also works at Toca Madera, and she saw Rob Valletta, who, by the way, Rob Valletta is related to Amber Valletta, which I did not realize, but I suspected because of the name, and I love Amber Valletta, so now I'm very...
Wait, who's Amber Valletta, the girl from Teen Mom?
From Teen Mom? No, Amber Valletta is like a model. She is a model turned actress. She was in What Lies Beneath, but more importantly, she was in Revenge, mainly season one, and she played the mistress of the dad. Oh, she's so good. I love her.
Oh, well, her brother's a total cheese ball, I can tell you that, without ever having gone to Toca Madera.
Yes, because apparently he kissed a girl in Toca Madera. And Jen Bush saw it all, and the girl was like, aren't you dating Sheena? And he's like, nah, not really.
Yeah, I like that. Kristen goes, yeah, well, he held up his phone, and he was like, is this the girl you're dating?
So now we have a Toca Madera
scandal. In my gut, I hope I'm wrong, but like, what I'm thinking is she's going to break her fucking heart. Like licking her fingers. Why is Kristen always eating something with her hands every time they show her?
And since when has anyone cared if Sheena's heart gets broken? I think that's what they live for.
Yeah, Sheena doesn't even know when her heart's broken. She's like, it's not broken. It's supposed to be like that. But that's when my heart was built. Like, it's supposed to be broken.
It's two halves. Like your heart's broken because it's together. Yeah, so basically, yeah, this is the new scandal. So that brings us up to 3 concurrent cheating scandals happening at once.
Yes, and it's all the same 3 cheaters.
Yeah.
As usual. So over at Rob's house, which is this beautiful house in the hills, now we see where Sheena's coming from. I mean, this is a huge upgrade from Shay.
Huge. It's like not even an upgrade. It's like, I don't even know. It doesn't even make sense as an upgrade. This is like going from Mac Classic to I don't know, the billboard in Times Square is your laptop. I don't know what. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, she's like,
Do you have anything to pour water into things?
A pitcher? Rob,
do you have an ice bucket? Can you get it, please? Rob, I'm putting water into flowers. Dating Rob, I feel like I'm really with a mom. Because, like, he runs a children's charity and produces a show. Like, this is what it's like to have a man that works.
It's just like our big house. It's great. I'm like, oh, already taken ownership of this giant house, huh?
Yeah, she's just going into playhouse at somebody else's house. That's so Sheena.
Oh my God, it's a house in the hills. I won! It's our house. I mean, why go out when we can have a private chef cook us a nice dinner?
And by the way, well done, Sheena. Well done. I'm not going to shame her at all. I say, well, I'm giving it a polite clap. I'm like a little standing ovation because you know what? She dealt with that Shay bullshit for a few years and she deserves an upgrade. So you know what? Enjoy that nice house and the catering, okay?
If you're gonna be schooled by the streets, okay, instead of going to college or whatever, which I ain't even shaming because I didn't go to college either. But if you're going to be schooled by the streets, you already got burned by Eddie Cibrian. Okay, he didn't marry you, didn't leave his wife for you, all of that stuff. Then you get burned by Shay, who didn't even get his ass off the fucking couch to buy his own drugs.
Yeah.
And now you're here trying to pretend that this guy's house is your house. When are you going to get knocked up by somebody so they owe you alimony? Do I have to teach you everything? For Christ's sake.
Well, I'm proud of our sweet Sheena because listen, if she's going to be in a dead-end relationship, she might as well be in a dead-end relationship in luxury.
Yeah, no kidding.
At least it's a cul-de-sac and not just an alley, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're working it up. Good for you.
So Tom and Ariana head over to this house Rob's house, basically. And, you know, they're like, whoa, this is big. Oh, it's almost as nice as ours. Oh, dude.
Whoa, bro. What a house. Whoa, look at this. There's like doors. They're so tall. Like, do you have tall friends? What's up with these tall doors? They're so big. Whoa. It's like 9 feet tall, right, bro?
Bro, that's got to be like 9 feet, right? It's like 10 feet. It's
like this house feet. Built by a giant? Like, seriously.
It's getting a little scary now, honestly. I'm a little afraid of who's going to come in through the door. Is it going to be just like Hakeem Olajuwon? Rest in peace. Ghost of Hakeem Olajuwon. Dude.
Who's coming to dinner? Like Hagrid? Like, damn, dude.
Dude, is this like a cathedral? Like, dude, it's like an elevator just to change the light bulb, dude.
Ariana's like, oh my God, this house is amazing. My vagina is suddenly working again. This is all I needed.
Yeah. Bro, you feel like you're defrosting.
I know, it's crazy. Look around this place.
So they all sit down at dinner. It's a lovely catered dinner. And, you know, Tom and Ariana are just falling in love with Rob.
Tom's like, I'm not Rob's sister or anything, but I see why she is into him. Dude.
But I totally want to give him a row job.
Rob's like, yeah, well, it's my house and my office, so, you know, I go a little out for it. And he's like, well, it's almost as nice as our place. You need a window unit somewhere. And Sheena's like, hi, hi,
hi,
hi.
We got an ice bucket, so.
We got a credenza.
Is that like a credit card?
No, it's credenza.
Oh, my God, I think that's Rob's neighbor. Hey, Rob, you know Mr. Credenza, right?
It's like, no.
Oh, my God, he's such a great actor. I love Credenza Washington.
Rob knows so many famous people. He has a show. I don't know what it is, but he's got a show.
So Rob's like, guys, here's to living, loving, learning, and falling in love with something new every day. I was like, well, you're going to fit right in on this show.
Yeah, exactly. He's like,
what a now, cheesy thing to say.
You know what I always say? Dessert and sex are like very similar.
Oh my God, just kill yourself, okay?
Good thing you're getting both tonight. Oh my God, it's so true. You're going to get both tonight. Sucks dessert and Mr. Credenza. I'm calling him over.
when he gives that toast, Ariana goes, "Aw, Tom, that's like your toast, but better."
It's like, wait a minute.
Can we get to that place? Can we get to that level?
So
Sheena's like, oh my God, you guys, I'm smiling so much. Like, he helps my Botox wear off faster. I'm going to snap that.
So then they're like, so are you still married? And she's like, well, technically I'm married, which means that Rob and I, we can't get married until July. And he's like, she's like, she does that laugh.
Yeah, I wrote down Sheena's laugh too, because I never do it, but she really does have a laugh that sounds just like this. I practiced it last night. She goes,
yeah, that's what it was. I was trying to, because I was practicing it, but now it's like, it's not totally in my system, so I couldn't get it again. But it is like, it's like when you put your cell phone too close to like your speaker and you're. Did someone turn on the 3D printer?
Oh my God, it made a credenza.
No, still not the right thing.
Damn it.
Oh, dude, maybe it's a bust. I just learned that.
Sheena's like,
I have a countdown app on my phone that tells me the exact second my divorce is finalized. Right now, I have like 1 year, 5 months, 3 seconds.
So, meanwhile, back in elsewhere in Los Angeles, Tom Schwartz presents his Tom Sandoval portrait to Katie, and he's like, look, Bubba, I made a portrait of Tom. I'm going to put it up here next to our other terrible artwork.
This is my way of saying I'm sorry. She's like, you should have done a portrait of me. He's like, yeah. Well, that's why he looks sad. He's always looking at you, Bubba, from this wall, disappointed.
Yes, exactly. So she confronts him about calling another girl Bubba, and, you know, he immediately goes and says, oh, gosh, and then Katie starts ranting about how Lisa is so upset about Tom being drunk. He's like, I'm going to change. I don't know. I mean, I like the taste of Jaeger.
You're going to be partners with Lisa. Like, what are you going to do if you don't work at this restaurant one day? Like, how are you going to even keep this guy in check? Never mind. There will never come that day.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
And she's so, like, you're being douchey. Shocker. He's still wearing his same old Navy shirt from 4 days ago. And as someone who's doing the same thing, I can tell you, it smells. Okay?
So, you know, at the end of this argument, basically, Katie, before she huffs up to her room, she goes, we're married for life. You're not married to your friends. And Schwartz is like, that's like the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm like, it's true, but at the end of the day, even though she is kind of annoying and prone to drama and very demanding, she's actually kind of right. So
yeah, you she's better right. You don't get to just together. Cheat on her. You don't get to just cheat on her just because she's Katie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Also, where's your bottle of apology ranch? That's how to save the situation.
Also, since when do people stay married forever? What city do you live in?
Yeah.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life, too. But I'm still on Katie's side for this, if only because I enjoy ranch. So Lala and Ariana go shop at some hoe store. Lala's like, oh my God, look, everything's see-through, and I wore this one, and my nipples show through. Like, okay, well, great day, great friend date, thanks.
Yeah, then, so they're talking about, they ultimately wind up talking about Jax. You know, Ariana's so excited that Lala's back in her life, and et cetera, and so they do wind up talking about Jax. And they were basically, they're just like annoyed that Brittany has not kicked him out or has not moved out and that has essentially taken him back. They're doing this housewarming because it tells Jax that there's no consequences to his actions and he can show like a little bit of progress, but and somehow it's okay. And I was like, preach. This is exactly what we've been saying. And it's
kind of, But I mean, look, Lala's like, Brittany is a bigger person than me. I want every woman to know her worth. Like, literally, okay? Because you have a price tag on it. You're with some fat, gross old guy that was married and has children. And now you're driving around a Range Rover and shopping with his black card. Like, know your worth doesn't mean literally price tag it, you know? No, and Ariana's like, she makes me feel like $1 million. And sometimes I need that. Yeah, but like $1 million in your heart, not your fart maker, okay? It's not a price on your butt, your actual butt. It's a price on your heart, okay? There's a difference between hoe pride and pride.
Well, listen, I still think the point remains, which is that Brittany should not be going back to Jax, and Jax needs to learn consequences. And that's, well, I don't know if he could ever learn consequences, but if there's a shot at him learning consequences, it's got to be with Brittany. She says she wants to change him. She's not going to change him by breaking by not breaking his pattern of behavior for condoning what he's done. You know,
I know,
tacitly.
But like, why would you listen to Lala? She actually says this. She's like, I can't believe there are men out there who have happy lives and then fuck around with every Tom, Dick, and Harry and Harry Dick. I'm like, you just stole a man from his husband. What are you talking about? Like, you just did that to some other woman. I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't believe that every fault is the host. Like, that guy was married and that was his marriage that he fucked up, but she literally walked into a marriage and took the husband away from the like,
I mean, I don't know. Here's the thing, I don't know this situation with Lala and her man in terms of when they started dating and whether when he was married, when he was not married, etc., etc. And I actually honestly I really don't even care, you know, because the last thing I want to think about is that guy, you know. He is sort of a very gross person. I know this from first-hand experience, and I just want to put it out of my head. And
it's not that I care. It's just that it seems very hypocritical to be talking about, like, oh, I can't believe that a guy would just go cheat on somebody when he has something good and he's happy and he has a family. And it's like, hello? Are we just pretending none of that happened? Like, I get everyone's your friend now, but you know I love me some Lala.
I mean, it's definitely,
let's
it's,
not just rewrite history.
She's definitely in a questionable position. But it's still at the end of the day, though, it's still on the guy, you know. You know, if this guy were married when he first met Lala, it's up to him to end that marriage and get with her, you know. That's still on the guy. It's not on Lala.
Which is why the girls always go after the girls on this show. I don't know. It confuses me. But anyway, the important part of this scene is Ariana opens up, which is very rare for Ariana to, like, get open on here. But when you're with, like, the most open person ever, literally and figuratively, she's like, well, you know, Lala's like, enough about that. How about you and Tom's, like, whatever she calls him. And she's like, I don't really crave, like, pee in the V-sitch, like, ever. Yeah. Like, my vagina's like, no. So.
And Lala's like, what about blowies? She's like,
no. So, finger banging. No, I don't even like when he finger drums on the table. Like, really? I don't even like his fingers. Like, if he only had palms, I would be happy.
Like, honestly. The only thing I really am up for is lightly massaging the credenza. And that's about it.
With a paper towel that's covered in pledge. Like, honestly.
Basically dusting.
So she explains that she was in an abusive relationship and he was always telling her she's disgusting and her vag is nasty and she's not hot enough and this and that. And she's like, well, I have weird body issues. And at first with Tom, I was so happy that I didn't hear that voice in my head. But then once I calmed down, now it's back, just like abusing me all the time, all the time, all the time, which is so fucking sad.
I know.
And then Lala's like, well, I think you're a perfect lady. Listen, here's what you need to do. Every morning, I get up and I look at every part of my body in the mirror and I say, I love you. Like, I don't love my feet, but they walk me around. I have man hands, but they give good hand jobs. And my badge gets me private plane trips. So, love you all! Love you all! And Ariana's like, oh my God,
I'm
walking out of here wearing lingerie. Thank you for that.
She's like, chest, I love you. Shoulders, I love you. Lips, get the fuck out of here. I'm getting new ones. Okay.
Chin, shaving you. Maybe I'll love you tomorrow once you're different. Eyes, lifting you eyes. Maybe they'll be better tomorrow. You know, it's like, be positive because things could get better.
I love you.
Have you ever heard of Groupon surgery?
I think my little kitty cat. I like my little kitty cat because it takes that D like a champ. It's like, well, Well, I'm happy for, you know, I love me some Lala, and I, even though she is full of contradictions, I feel like her logic somehow still works out, because yes, she talks about how much she loves all her body parts while simultaneously going through various, you know, plastic surgeries and fillers or whatever, but she's doing that to get to her place where she really loves herself. So I sort of get the logic of Lala. You can't say Lala. Never mind. You can't say logic without Lala.
Okay, here's why I like Lala. I think she's a massively depressed, broken person that wishes she wasn't. And I think that that's better than just being broken and accepting it and then going to, like, you know, like rear-end people on purpose so you can yell at them in the street or, like, take it out in really negative ways. At least she's just taking it out on her and one random fat cross-eyed guy, you know? So I'm with you.
I'm just happy that Lala's back, because no one can galvanize a scene or even a podcast the way Lala can.
Yeah, no kidding. It's like 10 hours later. Jesus.
But anyway, we then move over to Vanderpump Dogs, where Katie and Tom come by with Butter and the other Butter one, whatever that one's named. And
so are you going to get a shave and a bath? I meant you, Tom.
He's like, Tom's like, gosh, I feel like dead man walking. I mean, what was my last meal? It was a lean pocket. It wasn't even a hot pocket. It was a lean pocket. I'm like, they'd both be terrible, no matter what. I mean, and also amazing, but terrible.
Well, you got to have something in the fridge, you know, Katie won't eat.
Listen, this guy, Tom Schwartz, has got to be, what, pushing 40, still eating hot and lean pockets? That's a problem. I mean, listen, well, you know what? I can't judge. Listen, I like that I'm like, don't judge Lala. And I'm like, oh my God, this fucker's eating Hot Pockets. I'm not above a Hot Pocket. They are delicious in their own weird way.
Who cares? We're supposed to shame people. We have a podcast. Guess
but
what?
It's that about being said, people. The way he said it with a sense of regularity. Like, it's probably pretty common that he has Hot Pockets. And he probably burns himself every single time. Oh,
I just eating cool shamed off. Katie. I just food shamed Katie, who looks great, by the way. And I even like her hair this season. And guess what I'm doing? Because I'm a massive hypocrite. After I just chain smoked out the screen door, I'm eating from a box that says Domino's Specialty Chicken, but it's filled with free Parmesan bites that I found a coupon for on the internet. So I'm making fun of Katie's Hot Pocket love while I'm eating Parmesan bites and chain smoking.
Well,
so
I mean, that's the joy of this show, is that,
and that's why I do this for a living.
This joy is about celebrating self-loathing. Okay, like, it's really, as much as we're coming down on all these people, we're really coming down on ourselves, because we see ourselves in them. We walk the same streets as these people.
That.
Oh no, 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 I'm saying it, Ronnie.
No,
I'm saying it. No,
I don't
no,
see myself.
You
again.
Can't. No, no, no. You cannot. You cannot. You cannot have your Domino's thing there in relation to Tom's Hot Pocket and then say you don't see yourself, some of yourself in Tom. You do. We all see ourselves in these idiots, and that's just the truth, because we are the idiots too. In fact, we are probably more of the idiots. And
we hate ourselves more than we hate you.
But we aren't willing to take responsibility for our lives, so it's easier for ourselves to project our issues onto them. And then tear them down.
For example, Tom's like, mea culpa, Lisa. And she's like, are you kidding me? Mea culpa. Don't forget, I know many languages, sir.
He's like, no, that's Katie's favorite type of mayo.
Mea culpa. Damn it, how did Jeff Penny not think of that? That's why I fired the horn. Get Joe on the horn. Not the literal horn, Tom. The phone. Mea culpa. All right. Apology accepted.
Weekend at Bernays sauce, mea culpa, so many gems going on the menu.
Now, is this a partnership? Yes, and it's also a relationship. And I will break up with you. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I forgot the rest of the words, mea culpa. Get out. Get out, Tom.
Find out what it means to Rocio. Learn from her.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Rocio got new reading glasses. Don't complain.
Not only can I read you, so can Rocio.
So then he goes downstairs and Katie's like, whoa, I heard her yelling mea culpa rhymes a lot. And he's like, yeah, she was disappointed in me. And she goes, so was I, Tom. And he's like, yeah, get it. I get it.
Did you at least get any packets of the mea culpa that I like?
Did you confess to eating my last lean pocket?
Did you admit that it was really a croissant pocket?
No. So now we get to the main crux of the episode at an hour and 5 minutes. into
It's time for the big housewarming, which is Jax's, you know, Brittany's excited. It's Jax's idea. It's, you know, it's such, I don't know why it didn't hit me earlier when, you know, when Jax is saying, oh, I'm doing this so that way my friends won't be as mean to me, which is blatant. It's a blatant manipulation. But here, there was just something about it that just felt, it just felt so manipulative. You know, it kind of, I had this moment right here and there watching this part of the show where I just was like, this is a parable for our culture. This is, we're truly putting on airs. You know, this
a
is
parable.
The, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
You're like,
this
is
raining.
A fable. There was a mouse.
It's an allegory. It's an allegory. I don't know what's happening. Okay, guys, big words. It's just,
too much English lit knowledge for
this
show.
It's like, fake
show.
It till you make it. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I don't know. It just struck me as just so smarmy, this housewarming party. Like, everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Well, half the things are made by Kristen's hands, okay? Kristen's like, ugh. Cake balls, delicious, like gross.
Yeah.
And so, then Brittany's like, pick your poison, pouring gummy bears into like vodka.
Yeah. This is, and I should just acknowledge that we're not even at the party. We're at the prep for the party a few hours
before. We're just at the prep for the party.
So they start, so Kristen and Brittany decide to tell Sheena about what they've heard about Rob. And Kristen's like, well, Jan Bush, she saw Rob kissing a girl, and she even picked up her phone and was like, oh, is this your girlfriend? And she was like, no, it's not. And like, you should know.
She's like, hey, Toca Madera. Toca Madera. Toca Madera. Like, they slap her on the back. Okay, I swallowed my cake ball. I'm better.
And she was like, I honestly don't believe any of this. Like, would a cheater have an ice bucket? I don't think so.
The other day, I was like, do you have things to pour water into other things? And then he gave me an ice bucket. And I was like, oh my God, that is a guy who would never cheat on me.
And Kristen's like, yeah, but she whipped out her phone and even said, isn't this your girlfriend?
She's like, and was it me in the picture? Then it's for real. I'm his girlfriend, okay? You heard it from reality T, so it's real. So, I'm sure. So, like, Tom cheats, Jack cheats, and now Ron cheats, I'm sure.
I'm like, yes, we are sure. So, Sheena, of course, has, you know, indefensible logic as to why they're full of shit. She goes,
the funny part is that him and I don't kiss a lot because he isn't a kisser, so, like, for him to walk in and kiss someone is, like, totally laughable. Ha, ha, ha. See, I'm laughing.
He shows emotion in different ways. Like, did he shake her hand? Then he's not loving her, okay?
Did he call her best friend, which is what he calls me, and, like, we're friends, but maybe not something else? That's what he calls me. That's how he shows he loves me.
Did he ask her to Swiffer the bathroom? Then, whatever, it's not love, okay?
Did he pay her, like, $100 and say he'll give her a good review on TaskRabbit? Because then it's not love.
Did he leave her a to-do list? Because chores is, like, his love language, so.
Yeah, this is Sheena at her best when she's so obviously deluded, you know.
Yes,
he doesn't
deny.
Kiss a lot. He doesn't kiss a lot. That's his thing. He doesn't kiss a lot. Oh, Sheena.
And Kristen's like, does not compute. Does not compute. And she's like, who said that? And she goes, well, Kitty was hurt. So, you know, she did what we all do when we're hurt. Reach out and hurt another woman. You know, yay. And Sheena's like,
there is no words to describe the rage I'm feeling towards Kitty right now. Well, maybe rage. Yeah. That's one. Like, it's rage. Or the C word.
I don't think there's a word worse than cut finesse to describe her. Okay, so then just call her cut finesse then.
Kristen goes, sorry. I'm obsessed with Sheena, okay? Yeah. And her nails. Like, her nails make me laugh so hard. She's like, you're doing that fake thing with your nails again. She's like,
click, 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 click. I'm counting all the years that I've known Rob. 11. Click, 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 click.
I'm adding 4 and 3 together just for fun, okay?
I just want you to understand that we're trying to ruin your relationship on national TV because we have your back. Oh, God, these cake balls are good. How come they stick to your fingers?
I just think it's very convenient timing.
I love that. They love throwing around the word convenient. It's a convenient narrative, Bubba. I know. It's a convenient narrative.
Oh, it's just convenient timing.
So I understand. And now it's a convenient narrative to make some cake balls.
Yeah, because Kristen's like, I'm just saying that we have your... I just want you to know that we had your back, and I'd like you to sign here as proof that we had your back. And she's like,
You got this delivery.
Yeah. I appreciate that, and thank you. We're talking about cake pops now.
I checked. Please leave at the door on my Amazon. Okay, so
I pre-signed. So yeah. Sheena is in full denial, which is amazing. It's our favorite way to have Sheena. Ugh. I mean, really, everyone's just like, let's do what we are good at. Okay, Kristen starting shit, Sheena being in denial about something, Katie harassing Tom, Jax cheating on someone. It's just the only thing that's Stassi needs to just like, she needs someone to really just destroy right now. That's all that's left.
Well, don't worry, because she gets to stand next to Sheena for a while at the party.
Yeah.
So she gets her Stassi moment. I was like, whoa, where have you been?
So it's housewarming time. Everyone shows up. DJ James.
Everybody comes up. James has made a toilet paper cake for them, which is just a big tower of toilet paper. And Lala's like, because Jax is a piece of shit, ta. And he's like, yassa. And they laugh. And then Lala and Ariana are both in their pink jackets that they bought from the hosto. And Stassi's like, oh my God, you're like the pink ladies. Lala's like, yeah, it's the power of the pussy. Let's celebrate like women who keep our men in check.
Like, I've already gone off on my Lala rant, so I'll rant.
Does she mean the Czech Republic? Because my man is not Russia. From there.
My man loves Russia. That's why he's cold. It's his love language. Yeah.
My man's from Italy. So if I have to keep my man in Czech Republic, like, that's not cool.
So Brittany's like, you guys, the only rule in my house is that everybody has to be drunk. I'm like, that's the problem.
Yeah, no kidding. You might want to write some new rules.
Yeah, new rules for Brittany, please.
Jack's like fingering the cushion of the couch. It's like, okay, you're drunk enough, sir.
Down the hall, Tom's getting ready to come to the party, and he's like, oh, I did my hair differently. It's like only 70% unkempt as opposed to 80%. And he's like, there's going to be no more getting drunk. This haircut means no more getting blackout drunk, okay? No more shots, no more blackout drunk, even though I do secretly still like to get drunk. And Katie's like, Tom, no more jokes. Like, Katie, I'm trying to have your side here.
I love that Katie's housewarming gift is a pineapple.
I didn't notice that.
That's what the woman gets in Cabaret, who I think ends up getting killed by the Nazis. So there's that. It's also the prickliest fruit ever. So there's that. And it's also what makes sperm taste like palatable to hoes. So it's like everything about Katie is just wrong right now. She's just like going down the wrong path in life.
You also have to mention an inedible core. So either way. Yeah, a pineapple is strange. I just think it's like between the pineapple and her not even letting Tom make jokes. I mean, gosh, Katie. I mean, I agree. You know, Tom is acting like a dipshit. He shouldn't be getting blackout drunk, but at least like have some levity in this situation. Not have some levity, but I mean, like, allow some jokes in your marriage. At the very, very least, allow a joke. Okay. Well. Don't be the Patricia Heaton. Okay.
There's jokes and there's jokes. Okay.
Yeah.
So Katie is bringing a pineapple. That's all I wrote. And over there, Brittany's like, fireball shot. Let's play adult spin the bottle. I was like, maybe this isn't the best idea considering all your boyfriends are making out with strangers.
Exactly. Okay? And isn't adult spin the bottle just the same as spin the bottle? Like, how but is fucking, it any different?
Isn't it like spinning the bottle but fucking? You're like, come on, give me something to get madder about.
Meanwhile, Jax is in the corner getting angry at Sheena. He's like, Sheena's on her Snapchat taking selfies. All she's doing is checking her Snapchat and her selfie. Oh, she's so self-absorbed. It's disrespectful. I'm like, oh, you are now the doyen of proper behavior, Jax.
She's so self-involved. The only way she'd notice her man if he was there in the background of a snap, which is hilarious because in a second when he complains about, I mean, it is true.
Yeah.
But when he's complaining about Brittany, he's like, I would have let a squirrel come up and I'd lick its pussy because I just needed the attention.
I like to think that he's speaking, you know, hyperbolically, but we all know it was actually true. He would have licked a squirrel's pussy.
A literal squirrel, like the squirrel machine at work. You know, like the waiting tables machine. He'd probably be like, la, 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 squirrel. I want an appetizer on table 7.
Jax, stop licking the squirrel, darling.
Jax, are you licking the Branzino again? Branzinos don't even have a pussy.
Also, he's totally wrong about Sheena. She's not taking a snap.
Yeah.
Sheena tells us, I'm emojiing back and forth with Rob because this is so silly.
Yeah. Rob and I are, like, laughing and crying emoji back and forth. So, like, obviously he is not cheating. And, like, by the way, he did not send a kiss emoji, which makes total sense. That's part of his character.
Yeah, I sent him a kiss emoji, like the lips, and then he sent back a no smoking emoji. I told you, loves me.
I sent him a heart, and he sent me back that weird swirly thing.
And then suddenly everybody's wasted.
Yeah.
And James is like, bro, we both like to shit with the door open. That's how I knew we should be friends. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Bonded, here we go.
Bonded by feces.
Sheena, bonded by the light.
So then Sheena, Stassi has the misfortune of being stuck with Sheena for a second. And I love this because Sheena starts talking about the Britney situation, but, of course, makes it about her. Because she's like, I don't understand why Britney hasn't moved out. Like, you know, I get it. Like, it's hard. I mean, I put 7 years in before I got to that place where I had to move out. And that first month is hard. But now I'm with Rob, and we might get a house together with ice buckets. Like, Sheena, this is not about you.
And Stassi's like, I don't know why she's acting like my close friend, because I don't give a fucking shit AF. Fucking AF. And this is why, okay? Nothing she says is real. Like, a house with Rob, really? Have you 18-foot doors? Is that even a real thing? Who has doors like that? No one.
Stassi was basically just doing the Siri autofill, where it's like,
I, you know, and now we might move in. And it's like, would you like to respond with yes, no, or that's cool? And she's like, I'll press that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, it's really cool. I'm really excited.
We're going, like, to get a house, like, maybe with a water fountain. Not like a fountain for drinking water, but, you know, when the birds land on. Because, like, birds land on me. Birds love me.
It's like, oh, my God. Stassi's like, I need a drink full of bullets that I can slowly swallow until one pierces an internal organ. Okay, you dumb whore.
You know, some people say that pigeons are like rats with wings, but I actually think they're like doves that just got gray. What do you think? I don't care about pigeons AF. Me too.
So James is like, it's not a big deal that Tom Schwartzy kissed somebody. Look here. I kissed him. I kissed Schwartz. Schotsky, babe. Schotsky.
And then, of course, we get a brief scene of James freestyling with Tom Sandoval's laying down the beat, and James is like, things look clear even when they're not. Then you realize, stepping outside the box, I'm gonna do me, they're gonna do them. Then you meet one that's a perfect gem, toilet paper cake, stepping on a rake, I'm not so fake, now let's go get baked.
There'll be no eloping, shit with the door open. Could you change your to match that, Tom?
Like, well, I can't just make up music theory as we go along. Hey, bro.
Where's the plunger? Because I think I'm in a dungeon. Because I'm shitting while I'm sitting on the toilet. Now,
Tom,
let's
are you
play.
Going to make any more sounds? He's like, do you have anything else in there? Anything else in that toolbox? All right, no. All right, then I'm not going to bother rhyming shit with anything else. Then I quit.
Here comes Raquel. She's looking quite well. She's under a spell.
And she smells like hell because I got her a job where she makes no money cleaning shit up off the floor.
Now let's open a door in the bathroom. I'm going to be shitting all real soon. Poop, poop, poop in the water. Now I smell like I'm rolling in the gutter.
So Jack and Carter are sitting in a private room or alone, whatever.
Yeah.
And Carter's like, I shaved.
He's like,
it's like, well, thanks for coming, Carter.
Carter's like, is this going to be my big scene of the season? No, I guess not. And Jack's just drunk and he's like, I don't know, man. I don't know why I do what I do. I just do it. It's like, I don't know, like, I need the tension. I mean, I would have fucked a squirrel. I would have licked the pussy of a squirrel. I mean, when I say I would have, I did. I did to three different squirrels. They're all down there. They love me, man.
And then Brittany comes in all nice. She's like, hi, what y'all doing? Just, like, being so nice. And he's like, shut up, you stupid bitch.
I'm trying to share with Carter my feelings.
I'm trying to talk about eating out a squirrel with Carter, all right? Dumb boy.
And she's like, well, talk to me, too. Tell me about the squirrel. Wait, what'd you do to squirrel?
You put me through hell when you ate out that squirrel. I'm never taking you home again, Jags.
It's like a literal memory that he's having.
And he's like, Oscar goes to Brittany. Congratulations. I'm like, listen, you motherfucker. Don't discount her. You cheated on her. She's allowed to act out. Don't talk down to her. Don't make her think she's crazy because she's mad because you cheated, and then you won't, like, share your heart-to-heart with her, your squirrel cunnilingus with her, okay? Like, how about this? The Oscar goes to Brittany, but the bullshit Oscar goes to you.
Yeah, burn. Well, also, don't offend Oscars. Okay, yeah. The Oscars are going through enough of an identity crisis without having Britney show up.
Did I win?
It's La La Land, I'm sorry.
And then now, that would have made La La Land work, yeah, I think. Then, La La, actual La La in La La Land.
So Britney, of course, storms out, and Jax is like, am I doing anything wrong right now? Am I doing anything wrong? I don't think so. It's like, you're doing every single thing in your life you've done wrong, Jax.
You just admitted to sexually assaulting a squirrel, so yeah. Yeah, you did wrong, okay?
You fetishize Squirrel V, okay?
You put me through hi-yo!
You just made everybody in this room eat Kristen-covered cake balls. So you're not innocent either, Missy, okay? So he's yelling at her. He's like, yeah, that dumb bitch gets... I mean, they're all just wasted at this point. So Lala is like, can I kick the shit out of him yet? And Kristen's like, yeah, let's fuck him up!
Yeah, so just when we think this episode's already kind of crazy enough, Lala has yet another bombshell. There's a recording that was sent to her from James, that James got from Faith, of Jax telling Faith that he's never going to marry Brittany, he doesn't care about her, yada, yada, yada.
Okay, so we didn't get to hear this, but somebody posted it today, of course.
Really? It's posted?
Wonderful posters. Well, it's not the actual audio. Hold on.
Because I wonder if they're going to play it next week.
This is pressreader.com. I don't know who wrote. Oh, it's from In Touch. Vanderpump Rules, Jax Taylor and Brittany Cartwright may be headed, blah, blah, blah. Jax can be heard saying, I am not sexually attracted to Brittany any dash open next page. Hold on. Anymore, and I can never see myself marrying her, says the source. When Brittany finds out, she'll be heartbroken and humiliated. She'll have no choice but to call it quits. So I guess he just said, I'm not even. I mean, isn't that what you tell a hoe?
That's what you tell. Yeah, that's what you tell your side piece for sure.
Yeah, my wife sucks. I don't like her.
It doesn't make it better.
Doesn't make it better. I'm just saying it's not. I thought this audio. I waited to read that because I thought it was going to be like, Brittany has a dick or like something terrible, you know. But it's like, yeah, before you made out with Faith, can we talk about how awful but also intelligent Faith is proving to be this season?
Well, she's not even doing anything. Why are we not seeing Faith? It actually kind of bothers me that we are not seeing Faith. She is so central to this huge scandal. I don't like that we don't get to hear her side. I don't like that we don't get to hear her voice. I don't like that it's all filtered through the guy and basically through gossip from these girls. I think it's actually very disempowering. And also, did she get her period?
Yeah, I'm sure. But she fucked a guy to get on a show. I mean, look, if you're going to fuck Jax, that's called putting in the time.
See, you have such cynical views about these things. She fucked a guy.
Oh, Faith didn't fuck the guy, and then she didn't tape it to get on Vanderpump Rules.
I think she taped it because she knew she was going to wind up in a situation, and it was like, if I'm dealing with Jax, I gotta have the proof. Otherwise, no one's going to believe me because everyone always blames the lady. Guy.
Why did she fuck the guy and then wait until the season opening party to tell anybody on camera and then say she might be pregnant? I mean, come on.
Well, because they probably had sex, and then the producers were like, you got to talk about it on camera. You got to talk about it on camera. Here, our first night's this night. You got to talk about it. That's, you know, like, there are two sides to it, and I am not going to just automatically blame Faith, although I did hear that she is a real piece of work.
She's totally fucking the dude to get on camera. And Jax is just as bad. He's got a girlfriend and he's fucking somebody else because he's a pig. It's not like I'm choosing his side, but let's not pretend that Faith is like, oh, this just all happened. I fucked Jax in front of my 95-year-old client who was in bed right next to us. I mean, come on.
I mean, I think that's the shadiest part of it. That's the worst part.
I like that you're more against like the workplace infringement.
I am. OSHA. No, here's the thing. No, I don't love automatically going to a place of, oh, well, she just fucked him to get on the show. Oh, she just fucked him for money. It just is like this. To me, it's like an old-fashioned view of this is how women operate, right? They can't do anything unless, like, the only way that women can get ahead in the world is if they use their vagina, right? It just sort of feeds into this old narrative. And I'm just, like, not totally willing to go down that path unless I really, really feel like there's some very strong evidence for that, you know?
Yeah, I get that. I don't need you to come down the path with me, but I get that it's an old narrative, but it's also the oldest fucking story in the book. And I don't believe that women have to do that. Obviously not. But Faith did. You know what I mean? I'm not saying all women. I'm saying Faith.
I don't know. You're sounding very, very Katie right now.
I stand by it. And I'm eating my Domino's Parmesan bite while I do it.
You're Katie and I'm Lala in this situation, okay? And I need my mama.
I can take that.
Either way, the episode ends with Brittany walking into the party, holding up the iPhone, and going, yelling at Jax, "You're a piece of shit. I heard the recording and you deserve to rot in hell." I was like, you needed the recording to get to that conclusion?
Yeah. And how Jax is yelling, "Blackout party, finish your beer." And he goes, "I guess I should go." He gets on his little cooler and jets on out of there.
It's like the end of Good Will Hunting. It's just on a scooter on a highway. So that was it for the...
Wow. This was twice as long as the actual show.
Oh, no. Our Vanderpump Rules recaps are just nothing if not over... super. Every single one of them has been about 90 minutes. The shows are so dense and so wonderful.
The shows are so dense. I like when you say stuff like that. It's like so many meanings.
So many meanings. So many levels to it. Well, anyway, Ronnie, stay dry over there in your neck of the woods.
You call me an alcoholic?
Yes. We're going to be back tomorrow with some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Until then, go on to watchcrappins.com, buy your show tickets, buy your merchandise, and buy your happiness. We'll talk to you all tomorrow, everyone. Bye.
Bye.